Sometimes the most intelligent thing in a room is a scrap of paper taped to the wall. A sticky note that says, asterisk, asterisk, do not send that email tonight, asterisk, asterisk. A wedding ring, a checklist before takeoff. A little alarm on a phone that goes off at 9 p.m. and says, with the exhausted tenderness of a version of you who still had perspective, asterisk, asterisk, go to bed before you become a philosopher of resentment, asterisk, asterisk. We are strange creatures. We like to imagine that character lives somewhere deep inside us, solid and self-powered, like a candle protected from the wind. But most days it looks less like a candle and more like a campfire we keep alive by dragging things around it. Notes, rituals, friends, rules, symbols, repetitions, little arrangements in the world that help us remember what kind of person we meant to be. I have been thinking about this because about an experiment with Claude, its AI assistant. They gave it a tool it could call in the middle of a task to get a brief reminder of its own ethical commitments before taking consequential actions. Anthropic says the system often reached for that reminder right before the important moment, and that the result was less misaligned behavior. That is a very modern sentence, but underneath it is an ancient one. Sometimes the best way to be good is to interrupt yourself. I do not mean this only about machines, I mean it even more about us. A great deal of human maturity consists of building the kind of environment that can save us from the version of ourselves who is about to be stupid. We put the cookies on the high shelf, we leave the guitar in the middle of the room so practice has a fighting chance. We ask a friend to read the message before we send it. We write grace before meals, vows before marriage, constitutions before power, because experience has taught us a humbling fact. The self is real, but it is not equally available in every weather. At 2 p.m., I may be kind, patient, and almost wise. At 11:40 p.m., hungry and offended, I may become a minor parliament of bad ideas. So I leave breadcrumbs for my future self. This does not strike me as weakness anymore. It strikes me as one of the deepest truths about mind. Back in 1998, Andy Clark and David Chalmers published a famous essay called The Extended Mind, https://www.cons.net/paps/extended.html. Their basic idea was simple and weird and, to me, obviously right. Thinking does not always stop at the skull. Sometimes the mind spills outward into notebooks, tools, language, and the reliable structures around us. They use the example of a man named Otto, who relies on a notebook the way another person might rely on memory. The notebook is not just a storage device sitting nearby. In practice, it has become part of how Otto thinks. Exactly. We are forever outsourcing pieces of our continuity into the world. A calendar is memory with typography. A wedding ring is intention made metal. A prayer can be a handle you leave on the wall of your own life so that when the floor gets slick, there is still something to grab. Seen this way, conscience is not merely a virtue we possess. It is also a technology we assemble. That phrase sounds colder than I mean it, but I mean it warmly, tenderly even. The word asterisk, technology asterisk, should not belong only to rockets and server farms. A good bedtime rule is a technology. So is a family saying, so is the friend who can look at your face and say, before you wreck the evening, hey, you are tired, eat something first. Some of the most important technologies in a human life are made of tone of voice. This is one reason I get suspicious when people talk as if independence were the highest form of wisdom. It often means they have mistaken invisibility for self-sufficiency. None of us became ourselves alone. We inherit our calm from other nervous systems. We borrow our standards from teachers, lovers, parents, books, churches, jokes, failures, and the one honest friend who is willing to make a face when we start lying with impressive grammar. Even our inner voice is crowded, which is good news, really. It means we do not have to wait to become flawless before building a life that helps us behave a little better. We can cheat on behalf of our better nature. We can set traps for our worst impulses. We can put gentleness in the room in advance. That may be what all civilization is. A very long attempt to leave notes where panic can find them. Do this, not that. Wait. Look again. Remember who you are. And perhaps the deepest note is this. Who you are is not only the voice in your head. It is also the shape of the world you have arranged around that voice. The people you trust, the rituals you keep, the objects that remind you, the pauses you permit, the little mercies you install between impulse and action. So yes, I think the sticky note matters, the ring matters, the checklist matters, the friend matters, not because they replace the self, because they help call it back.